This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. An Aurora police officer is charged with second-degree murder in last year's shooting of a combative motorist after a traffic crash. Officer Matthew Neely has been charged in the death of Rajon Belt Stubblefield. Family attorney Milo Schwab credits the Arapahoe County DA with letting a grand jury decide if charges are warranted.
It's not just about Rajon, it's about this long list of police officers that have killed members of our community year after year after year.
Neely turned himself in over the weekend and was released on bond. His next court appearance is August 17th. He's on unpaid leave while the case is pending. Coloradans bet a record $6.4 billion on sports last year. That's according to the State Revenue Department's Division of Gambling. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Sports betting brought in $47 million in tax revenue over the last fiscal year. That's a 28% increase from the year before. Coloradans put most of their money down on basketball, football, baseball, and table tennis. Sports betting revenue goes towards the state's Water Plan grant program, which funds critical water projects. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Large parts of Colorado are under a red flag warning today until 7. That means any fire that develops in those areas will likely catch and quickly spread. Areas under the warning include the lower southwest corner of Colorado near Durango, farther north in Jackson, Grand, and Summit counties below 9,000 feet, and areas west of Craig and Meeker. Much of the state is also experiencing wildfire smoke from Utah fires. And you're listening to CPR News.